We'll open with prayer. Lord, open our hearts to hear your word. Grant that we may grow in faith, in love for you, and in love for one another. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Many people have been waiting for many years for this day. Many people have been waiting and praying and contributing money so that on this day, these students and this faculty could reside in a new classroom building. What we see up there right now is phase one. When phase two of the classroom building construction is finished and the contractors have moved their equipment away, we will be able to step back and enjoy a beautiful building. And what a wonderful addition to this campus that building will be. And yet, what is the value of that building, really? Is the value of this building to be found solely in what we see or feel or touch? There are a lot more beautiful academic centers around the world. There are many classrooms that are equipped much better than these rooms will be equipped. But are those buildings of greater value than this academic center? Just what is the value of the ILC Academic Center anyway? Well, the value is not in what we see or touch. The value is found in that same source where we found value in Rhyme Hall and the cottage. It's not to be found in the halls and walls, but what is done within those halls and walls. No doubt in many ways the new building will excel Rhyme Hall and the cottage. But in one way, those buildings were just as valuable as the academic center will be. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. If the Lord does not build a house, it can be the most beautiful structure in the world. It can gain the praises of people all over this planet and yet be totally worthless. Now, what do you think is perhaps the most beautiful building in the world? Now, there are probably a number of thoughts that are going through your minds right now. The one that popped into my head as I was writing this was the Taj Mahal. This beautiful edifice was constructed by Emperor Shah Jahan in memory of his beautiful wife, Mumtaz Mahal. And the Taj serves as a tomb now for those two people. Beautiful to the eye of the beholder. Beautiful, but a sad, sad place. Not because it's a tomb. Not all tombs are sad places. This is a sad place because it was dedicated to the glory of Allah and to the two bodies that inhabit the Taj Mahal now were worshippers of this false god. So unless by some unknown miracle these two people somehow learned of Jesus Christ and came to faith before they died, we would have to assume that those souls are now in eternal anguish in hell, and their bodies will join them at the end. The Lord did not build the Taj Mahal. And unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. In vain, this means for no purpose, without value, empty, meaningless. If the end result of the Taj was that a false religion is glorified and that many souls are encouraged to follow that religion, then yes, the Taj was built in vain because it cannot accomplish what it claims to accomplish. The message of the Taj is a message of death and damnation. What is the message of the ILC Academic Center? Well, this is a message of life and salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Within the walls of that structure, there will be life, because the people who teach and learn there are children of God. They, that is to say, we, have been saved from death and damnation by the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus. Furthermore, the gospel message is what will be proclaimed within those walls. Year after year, young people who come here and use that building will hear about the grace of God in Christ Jesus. The grace of God from the moment of creation to the very present day. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. The Lord has built this house. Men's hands have labored on it, but it is the Lord who made all of this possible. And this house, this classroom building, will be dedicated to His glory, the glory of the only real God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In a few days, what we have known as Rhyme Hall will no longer exist. It will be torn to the ground. Many students have walked those hallways, and now they are pastors and teachers and laymen in the CLC. In those classrooms, those students had their faith confirmed and strengthened in classrooms of business and English and the arts, foreign languages, mathematics, science, social studies, and of course, religion. God was glorified. And that made those beautiful buildings. And today, as we evacuate those buildings, we will be bidding them farewell. We'll be bidding Rhyme Hall farewell. Even though it was an edifice that the Lord had built, and one that had served His holy and saving purpose, the day will surely come when the Academic Center will also be torn down, whether by man or by God. But until that day, it is our prayer that the Academic Center will serve well, as well as did Rhyme Hall and the cottage. May the word of the Lord continue to be taught in its truth and purity as long as those walls are standing. May the souls of our present students and students yet to come be confirmed and strengthened in the faith. May no false doctrine invade this building to tarnish its walls and corrupt the hearts of those within. Even so, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank You from the depths of our heart for giving us this center for learning. Help us to use it to Your glory. Grant that those who teach here will be committed to You and Your truth. Grant that the students who learn here will receive your word gladly and treasure it within their hearts. Grant that those who maintain this building will labor to your glory and the welfare of our students. Lord, you built this house. It has not been constructed in vain. Bless us and this building. These things we pray in the name of our Emmanuel, Jesus Christ. Amen. Rejoice with me then, and give thanks to our Lord, who has blessed us far beyond all that we have earned or deserved, blessed us with a gospel message, and with a new building where this can be proclaimed. We give thanks in the words of hymn 640. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4 to a different tune. Verses 1, 3, and 4 of 640.